So it was a warm day in January. Now, when you hear that, you know that it is Southern Hemisphere that I'm talking about. So this was in South Africa, and we gathered in an outdoor gazebo. You know those white tents that you put up for celebrations? It was in my parents' back garden. My grandmother, Muki, was there. My parents, my uncles and aunts. And it was the day of my brother Andrew and sister-in-law Moira's wedding. The unique aspect of this celebration was that their son, born in the preceding September, was also christened that afternoon at their wedding reception. And there was this rightness to this day. As the generations gathered around this new family and blessed them. And as we anointed that child with oil, Michael, who is now 28 years old, there is something of Christ born in him that day. So the tenderness of this passage that we have read reminds me so much of those times when, as a community, we gather, even with the hard experiences that got us there, even with the emotions and the strain in relationships, when we gather, when there are blessings uttered, something is made right. Jesus was born to a very young woman in sketchy circumstances. And in faith, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus out into the open to the temple according to the law. I wonder how that must have been for them. People in poverty, young, dubious circumstances around this birth. And yet here they were, in obedience, bringing their son, the firstborn, the one who had opened Mary's womb, giving him back to God. And around this family, the generations gather, this picture of Simeon, of wisdom, of expectancy, and this picture of Anna, one who comes alongside. And I am struck in this text by the contradictions of life. We rise and we fall. The same circumstance can invite some people into flourishing and others into languishing. And Simeon announces that Jesus, this anointed one, will comfort the nations. And then in the very next breath, he utters bitter news to Mary. A sword will pierce her life, one of the many sorrows this young mother will endure. Don't we know it, how harsh news comes unexpectedly? The phone rings, a letter arrives, we look at our bank balance, there's a knock at the door, there's an email. And something in us is startled and shocked. It's like a promise that's turned on its head. It's a promise of pain, of grief, and of turmoil. These Simeon moments, as Joyce Rupp calls them, are a part of life that we cannot avoid. And we cannot plan for the hurt that may await us in the future. And yet the wonder of this beautiful narrative we read is that just at that moment of broken trust, just at that moment where Mary and Joseph may be wondering, God, you give us a son and now you pierce my soul, just at that moment, Anna moves toward the family. Anna, an elder. Anna, wise from enduring her own suffering, encounters Mary at this crucial time of her sorrow. And Anna becomes a source of strength for Mary. And I believe the wonder of being Christ followers is that the Spirit moves us into the lives of each other when we are in need and of those in our neighborhood. Anne Lamott says, people are assigned to each other. And I've come to believe that. People I never expected show up on my door. People utter words of grace when I can no longer find the words to pray. Just as with unexpected news, support is most often a surprising gift. Now, as a faith community, one of the ways that we demonstrate the visible sign of the inward presence of the Spirit is through the use of holy oil. In times of suffering, in times of pain, in times of hard news and of sorrow, we use what is called unction. What a great word, unction. Holy unction, the anointing of oil. This oil that has been blessed, this oil then is put onto our foreheads and reminds us that we are not alone. That we indeed are living in a contradiction. That though outwardly we have the sorrow and the pain, inwardly the Spirit of God is strengthening us. Now, the anointing of oil is often quite misunderstood. Sometimes I show up with oil at the bedside of someone in hospital and they go, no, not yet, thinking that it's only used for the rite of the last rites when someone is dying, passing from this life into another. This anointing of oil can seem spooky or morbid or magical in nature. But it is none of those. It is not a holy insurance, and neither is it magical. Rather, it is this affirmation. My friends, the Holy Spirit is alive within you, giving you strength for your journey. And we will use this oil for the first time as we anoint Scarlett, daughter of Michaela and Connor, granddaughter of Sheila, Barbara, and Patrick. And we'll use this for the first time on her. And we know not what her life will be, the joys and the sorrows that will come into her life. But through these ups and downs, we believe that the grace of God will be with her and will accompany her. Scarlett has begun her journey, and with each new day, with each new phase of her development, Christ is in her, and she is Christ's light to our world. And sitting with you, Scarlett, are your parents and are your grandparents, for we acknowledge today that we need community. Just as Anna and Simeon gathered around this young family, we need those who have walked the road through sorrow to come and bless us. And here at St. Catherine's, friendships are forged intergenerationally in the messiness and contradictions of life. The times when we shake our heads and cannot trust God, someone sitting next to us, we can borrow the trust from them. And baptism is our beginning. We welcome Scarlett today, welcomed into the beauty of this community, surrounded by wisdom of Simeon and the comfort of Anna. We say thank you to God. Amen.